Listen Up Audiobooks presents Born Fighting, How the Scots-Irish Shaped America, written by Jim Webb, narrated by Alan Robertson. Foreword. In an era of ghost-written memoirs and short-lived screeds, writing on difficult substantive issues for a commercial audience can be tricky business. Those of us who have chosen this somewhat incongruous career path tend to view ourselves, rightly or wrongly, as artisans, and in rare moments even as sages. With each book we chase the elusive moonbeam that might bring us into the company of those literary lions, fortunate enough to have their works still being considered long after their caskets have been lowered into their graves. At the same time, we are conscious that each book unavoidably reflects our own imperfections, and that these blemishes can be illuminated and even magnified in our writings. The books we write march alongside us year by year as we move through the celebrations and defeats that mark our lives. If we have written directly or even tangentially about social policy, our books speak to our judgment and intellectual breadth at one particular moment, as well as to the events that were then dominating our consciousness. And yet, in our books, that moment survives, vulnerable to rebuttal in different social and national circumstances as the years wear on, forever frozen on the pages we have written. Conscious of this, I came carefully to the writing of Born Fighting. For many years, I believed that the story of the Scots-Irish migrations from Scotland to Northern Ireland and then to America would become my crowning literary achievement in a sweeping epic of a novel. As my writing career moved forward, I put it off again and again, wishing to make sure that my intellectual and emotional maturity and my skills as a writer would be equal to the sense of obligation I have always felt about its content. I started several novels on the subject, each time giving up with the realization that the facts overwhelmed the characters. Simply put, the journey was so powerful and so riddled with contradictions that I could not render it properly in one work of fiction. At the same time, a formal academic history seemed out of the question. I am not a professional historian, nor did I wish to write a book that the average reader would find dry and inaccessible. I wanted this book to be right, and I wanted it to be read by those who are the product of this cultural migration, by those who have forgotten or ignored it, and by those who wish to understand how populist-style American democracy was created and still thrives. And so, after many years of thought, I decided on the present format, which is a mix of cultural history, social comment, and family narratives. The many thousands of letters I have received since Born Fighting was published in October 2004, and the political commentary that the book has inspired, convince me that the 3 decades I spent in research and reflection were well worth the journey. It would serve little purpose to recount the observations already in the body of this book in order to introduce new readers to its central themes. To state it a bit differently, in the context of recent American politics, this is the story of the core culture around which Red State America has gathered and thrived. Its tendency toward egalitarian traditions, mistrust of central authority, frequent combativeness, and an odd indifference to wealth make the Scots-Irish a uniquely values-based culture whose historical journey has been marked by fiercely held loyalties to leaders who will not betray their ideals. And its migration from Northern Ireland directly to the wilderness of the Appalachian Mountains, bypassing even the rudiments of colonial civilization, accentuated a strong sense of individualism and self-reliance, while also bringing a cultural regression in terms of education and social refinements. Great lines from country music, an art form created and dominated by the Scots-Irish, are continuing testimony to the pervasiveness of these themes. I can be had, but I can't.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?